The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class and experience a new level of comfort.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to this morning show. Kino Cummings with you until 9. Yep, boy, if you've just tuned in, that is my name, by the way. So coming up, if you want to win yourself R1,000, it's very simple. We have this wonderful guy in the UK. His name's Adam Gilchrist. He tells you about all the stories that you need to know about, the top stories internationally. And once he's concluded all of that in this Emirates Worldview, we take a question that you've posted, a question about the world, and we have that answered. And if we do that with your question, the R1,000 is yours. It's that simple. But first, let us have a look at some of those top trending stories internationally. Adam in London, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, Kino.
So the migrant drownings, a high death toll from two wrecks in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, they certainly think that as many as 170 people may have died after these two separate accidents. One of them is simply reports of a boat going missing off the coast of Morocco that had rubber dinghy essentially collided with something, according to the one survivor from this boat. The accident reported to the Spanish, and they've tried to follow up on it so far to no avail. The other absolutely confirmed, because an Italian military plane spotted this capsizing boat. It was rough water in the Mediterranean when it happened, and again off the coast of Morocco/Libya. And this boat was heading out and been underway for 10, 11 hours or so, and clearly began to take in water, was way overcrowded, frankly, from the photos that we've seen. The Italian plane threw two life rafts off and then had to go off on its way because it was running out of fuel. It dispatched a boat, and by the time the Italian Navy ship got there, there were only three survivors out of 120 or so, more or less. That's a terrible state of affairs. Three people out of 120, the rest perished. But as I say, the water was choppy. This problem, it sort of flares up, it goes away, it flares up. I mean, it's not going away permanently anytime soon. And still, how the authorities in North Africa and in particular in Europe deal with this is so open to conjecture. It's not true.
Now, Adam, moving on to Mexico's oil tragedy. I mean, there was an attempted theft that has left 73 people dead.
Yes, you must have seen the photos.
It's crazy.
The death toll rose, of course, because what happened was essentially it looks like some kind of gang or thieves of some kind had hacked into the oil pipeline and were nicking a load of the stuff, and then something ignited, as can happen, of course, and at this stage, a crowd of about 300 people had gathered. Maybe some of them were trying to join in the theft. Some were just standing around watching, perhaps. But when this fuel line was breached and exploded, it just went boom. And we know that 73 people lost their lives. 74 other people have been injured, some very seriously. A number of minor injuries as well. All of this kind of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, oil pipelines often are the middle of nowhere, aren't they? North of Mexico City, at any rate, in Hidalgo. And yes, the emergency services arrived. Soldiers were on the scene pretty quickly, but nothing to be done to save those people. But also, this is by no means an isolated incident. I wonder how much this goes on around the world. It feels rather, I don't know, 1960s or 70s, sort of tied up with the terrorist organizations around the world of various kinds, in some cases freedom fighters around the world. The idea of robbing the international, the government of its money that's being supplied by the international community. But $2 billion worth of fuel was stolen in Mexico last year, a lot of it through pipelines. They've got a problem there.
And finally, the Holocaust funeral. Respect certainly paid to six Jewish victims of the Nazis.
Yes, we're a bit of a somber start to the week, and this is certainly somber, but perhaps with a little note as well, a positive note. So the remains of these six unknown victims from 1944 buried at a special service in Bushey in North London. 1,000 people turned up for this. There were tears and speeches. There's a warning about racism and hate crime in the modern day from Britain's chief rabbi. Sadly, the six victims could not be identified. They had fragments and ash, but they were beyond reanalysis, frankly. They'd been kept in a special storage unit at the Imperial War Museum in London for 20 years. They were taken originally from Auschwitz, possibly by a soldier, possibly by a Russian soldier, soon after the end of the Second World War. And then these ashes have ended up going round and about and ended up with the War Museum. I suppose with this burial, Rabbi Mervis suggested that the symbolism was enormous, and the six was such a symbol, as he put it, of the 6 million Jews who were killed by the Nazis. And he wonders if perhaps now there could be pilgrimages made, people paying their respects at this museum, cemetery in Bushey in North London, or sort of on behalf of the Holocaust, if you like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in various parts of the world. Maybe this could be something like that. The six buried in earth, brought all the way from Israel. That symbolism was absolutely in the air.
Adam Gilchrist there with some of the top stories internationally.